true story? A guy pulls into a home improvement store parking lot. Flames begin billowing out from under his hood. He runs into the store and yells, "Help! My car's on fire! I need an extinguisher!" A clerk doesn't even look up, just says, "Aisle 12.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I've written a few dozen books now. Can't believe I'm that old, but the one that's garnered me the largest avalanche of letters is simply called Laughing Matters. People love to laugh, but when there's hope attached, well, it's better than a Christmas bonus. But sometimes life stinks, and laughter doesn't come so easily. When I was a lad, a friend and I managed to get a skunk into our neighbor's trunk on the eve of their family vacation. Now, Mr. Finney was just about the most nervous person I have ever had the pleasure of sneezing behind. He was my Sunday school teacher and a fine accordion player. In fact, he carried a beeper, something I thought was optimistic for an accordion player. You rarely saw Mr. Finney with so much as a cufflink out of place. His wife's hair was always permed and perfect, and her lips were always pursed and ready for him. The next morning, we watched from behind a spruce tree as the Finneys filed down their front walk and climbed aboard the Fairlane. What happened next, I will carry with me into old age. Mr. Finney started the car, revved the engine, and popped it into gear. After a tight U-turn and about 30 feet of gravel, the car screeched to a halt. We could see that there was some commotion in the car. It looked like Mrs. Finney was blaming her husband for the smell. I don't know. Our Sunday school teacher thrust open the door and sniffed the air. By the time the key was in the trunk, he had his suspicions, and when he opened it, they were confirmed. Whatever glue had held the man together until this point seemed to lose its grip. Slamming that lid down, he kicked the bumper and began using words he hadn't taught us in Sunday school. Later that summer, I was informed that the Finneys were relocating. No one quite knew why, except for my friend and me. As the years have passed, I've come to realize that there's a time for every single one of us when a skunk climbs into our trunk. When something comes along that we definitely would not have chosen. But what is it that separates those who slam the lid, kick the bumper, and curse from those who are somehow able to find some humor in that situation, perhaps many years later? Tom can tell you. At 55, he lost both of his legs in a boating accident, then watched his multi-million-dollar business washed out to sea. Looking up at me from his wheelchair at the back of a church one day, Tom said, "I have more questions for God than I did before this happened, but I do know that the Bible has come alive to me like never before." Tom likes to hang Bible verses on our fridge, he said, smiling. We've got this big picture there of our family, standing outside our headquarters in happier times. Tom wrote out some verses yesterday and stuck them below the picture. Flipping her Bible open to Habakkuk 3:17-18, she read out loud, "Even though the fig trees have no blossoms, and there are no grapes on the vine, even though the olive crop fails and the fields lie empty and barren, even though the flocks die in the fields and the cattle barns are empty, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in the God of my salvation." And then there's Psalm 9:9-10. "The Lord also will be a stronghold for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. And those who know your name will put their trust in you. For you, O Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you." They also have one of my book covers on their fridge. It says it's always darkest just before the fridge door opens. What Tom and his wife understand is something I'm just learning. The ability to laugh in the face of life's surprises comes not from understanding the present or knowing the future, but from a simple daily choice. One that says no matter what goes right, no matter what goes wrong, God is in control. And one day, maybe not tomorrow, next week or next year, I'll see things His way. We'll see you next time on Laugh Again.
Join Laugh Again next February 3rd to 10th to help celebrate our 5-year anniversary. We'll embark on a 7-day cruise of the Western Caribbean aboard the Royal Caribbean Oasis of the Seas. We'll relax in the sun, enjoy great food, music, and celebrate our Savior. To learn more, call 1-800-663-2425 or in the U.S. at 1-844-663-2424. Laugh Again. Truth bringing laughter to life.